Hurricane Maria devastated most of the infrastructure of the island of Puerto Rico, leaving residents scrambling for food, water, gasoline, and other necessities. Because communication lines were destroyed, information is only slowly trickling out from the U.S. island territory, and the news is not good. Maura Toramorin is a Puerto Rican native and sociology professor at Illinois State University. Danila Flores Rodriguez is a professor of Hispanic Studies at Illinois Wesleyan University and was also born on the island. Both are in touch with relatives. Maura Toramorin tells GLT's Judy Valente that the U.S. government response to the crisis affecting Puerto Rico's 3.4 million residents has been far from adequate.
My concern initially was with my family. I am from the west side of the island, a town that is a coastal town. And I wanted to know about my brother, about my sisters, about my family. And we were completely incommunicado for at least 4 days after the hurricane. Some information and some pictures began to filter out.
Have you heard from your family directly since then?
2 days ago, I did. I heard from my brother. Actually, my brother is a police, is a municipal police, and he was able to communicate with me because the mayor of Cabo Rojo, the mayor of my hometown, traveled to San Juan to request aid and to talk to some of the political officials and to do some of the business that he had to do in San Juan to secure help for the town of Cabo Rojo. And from San Juan was the first city that got cellular service, and he finally was able to talk to me and convey to me in the most sort of heartfelt language the devastation that he had seen.
What specifically did he say?
It was like complete devastation. First of all of the rivers near my hometown overflowed. The town of Cabo Rojo was completely overflown, something that we had not seen in nearly 80 years in Puerto Rico. Communities completely devastated, completely wiped out. Trees, roads that were impassable because of trees and electricity poles and cables down. No water, no electricity, complete darkness. He just, you could tell that his voice was trembling when he was speaking to me on the phone.
Professor Danila Flores Rodriguez, who is here with us, a professor at Illinois Wesleyan, do you have family over there? And what is it that you've heard?
All of my family is actually there. I've heard from several members, but still many of my family members are unaccounted for. My immediate family, my sister, her family, and my mother spent the hurricane together in Guaynabo, which is near next to the metropolitan area, and their house is on concrete. We have very strict building codes in Puerto Rico, so they didn't suffer it as much as other people. Now, most of my family is from the north and the west side of the island. I have family in Arecibo, which is where the Hurricane Eye left the island. I have family who lost everything, cars, everything. And this is not only limited to family members, but friends as well. There are other people in the west side of the island which I haven't heard from.
The White House earlier today authorized a waiver to loosen shipping rules regarding Puerto Rico. Island officials say the waiver will help in the recovery. You're listening to Sound Ideas.